expectations that one of the outstanding matters that have been part and parcel of this 6 months inclusive government can at least be led through the convening of SADC to try as much as possible to break the impasse. Because as you are aware, there are outstanding matters that the MDC forwarded to SADC, and they had requested SADC to convene, but apparently this has not happened. So meeting Zuma, who is the current chairman of SADC, is to try and push for the convening of that meeting.
Looking at the internal political pressures, do you think it will force Prime Minister Tsvangirai to ask as a matter of urgency for the stalemate between the MDC and ZANU-PF in government to smoothen things out for the benefit of the ordinary Zimbabwean?
There is indeed real pressure. I think part of the pressure is, one, a disillusioned civil society, which is not seeing any significant commitment from ZANU-PF in terms of its role in the inclusive government. The second level of pressure is coming from the party of the MDC, that is, the supporters of MDC within the party, where there are reports of disgruntlement from other quarters and some of the members in leadership in terms of the fact that the MDC appears more, particularly the leadership of the MDC appears more to be taking an appeasement role of and doing the public relations for the inclusive government. And the third level of pressure obviously comes from the international world, that is the supporters that are more likely to provide financial support, human resources and other part in terms of this inclusive government, that have remained skeptical in the light of the unfinished business or the failure to fully implement the global political agreement. So those three levels of pressure, in essence, have propelled or have pushed the leader of the MDC to quickly look for an avenue in which, one, he can be able to bring ZANU-PF to at least implement the outstanding matters. I know fully well that they have said that the issue of governance has been resolved, but they have not been sworn in. The issue of the Deputy Minister of Agriculture has been resolved, but he has not been sworn in, and even the ambassadors, let alone Gono's issue, the governor, and the one of the Attorney General, there are two matters that are on the table. So I think in essence that does not give a clear picture in terms of this inclusive government.
Looking at the complaint of MDC in government, often saying that the ZANU-PF has grossly violated the political agreement that was signed recently, should that be raised? And what do you think Jacob Zuma can possibly do about it?
As you know, we are getting to 6 months in which this inclusive government should be evaluated. And if one would want to be honest in terms of the life of this inclusive government in the last 6 months, I think if you're going to put a score sheet in terms of the performance of both parties, I think ZANU-PF has systematically gone on an onslaught of violating each and every aspect of the inclusive government. There has not been any media reform. There has not been any reforms in terms on the political front. The judiciary is still highly biased. So in essence, if this inclusive government is to be evaluated, the MDC has put more on the table. The MDC has sacrificed a lot. So there is no partnership. There is no equality in terms of the agreement. So if anyone would critically look at it, even if SADC was going to look at it, I think they need to be very open and clear in terms of saying that, you know what, there is need for both parties want to be pushed to commit to what they have agreed on. And in this sense, I think ZANU-PF has performed very poorly in this line, in that it's not showing any commitment to this government at all.
Looking at the ZANU-PF's attitude so far in the unity government, do you think Jacob Zuma, in meeting Prime Minister Tsvangirai, could put a little pressure on President Mugabe and his people to come into more terms with coming into compliance with the unity agreement?
There's been a lot of expectation that Zuma, as the new president, will take a different approach, considering that the alliance partners that supported him were very critical of the governance in Zimbabwe and were very critical of the way in which ZANU-PF has governed. So in essence, I think one would expect that this is his first opportunity to tackle the issue as the SADC chairman. One would want to see there is also high expectation on him in terms of saying, how is he going to deal with it? Is he going to deal with the issue expeditiously? Or is he going to follow the same approach that his predecessors took in terms of engaging with Zimbabwe? Or is he going to simply request the mediator, President, former President Harambe and his team to go again and re-engage. So that in itself is something that we would watch and see what route is going to follow. But he has to show that there is some difference from his predecessor in terms of how he deals with the Zimbabwean problem.